Good afternoon, everyone. So today I'm talking about the estimation of small area life expectancy, a comparison of two methods. So I would first acknowledge my team member. So they are listed here. This project is also funded by California Endowment.
Can you speak into the mic, please?
Oh, sorry. Relationship to disclose at this time. This is the outline. So we have three objectives. First, I will show the usability of small area life expectancy calculation, compare and contrast two methods to predict life expectancy from social, economic, and demographic determinants on a varying geographic scale. So we also want to identify the strengths and drawbacks to each life expectancy calculation. So as you know, social determinants like poverty are associated with health. For our case, we talk about life expectancy. Studying the association can help policymakers public health work and non-health work better understand the life expectancy diversity. But most of the time, we got the large area statistics, such as county level, state level, or national level. So those level statistics are more reliable due to large population, but they may be too large to capture the diversity of life expectancy across the geographical area. That's the reason in this project we focus on small area, the census tract level statistics. So though it's less reliable due to small population, but we can, you know, take some strategies. For example, combining multi-year data or select a suitable method to get rid of this issue. So the fan level statistics can help us well document diversity of life expectancy. It also can help us explore the relationship between life expectancy and the local social economic conditions. And it's also important that it can help us identify census tract with unexpected life expectancy. And those census tract with the higher proportion of poverty. So in terms of the method, basically we download our data from public access webpage from the American Community Survey. From there, we download the poverty. It's defined the proportion below 200% of federal poverty level. And we also have our four category education, and the age groups, marital status, gender, ethnicity, and immigrant status. We got our data, the three-year aggregate data centered at 2000 years from Alameda County Public Health Department from California. So those data, we cannot get our dependent variables. So basically, we use the abridged left table method to calculate the life expectancy. So the key function here is that's the mortality probability. Based on the observed mortality rate, then we can use a different method. This one is a conventional method. We can use like a Chan method, a Grevel method, you know, different method to calculate life expectancy. But if we use the national population, there is no significant difference for the point estimate. So we are interested in the life expectancy at first. To see how accurate for the point estimate, the life expectancy, we also calculate the life expectancy's variance. So As you know, for the rodents, it's good for the large populations. So that's the reason we select our, you know, make some selection criteria for our census tract. For the population, we use the cut point of the 3,750. And the depth, we use the 20. And this one follows the, we use the same rule from CDC, you know. When they report the mortality rate, crude mortality rate, age adjusted mortality rate, if the death less than 20, they just put a comment like unreliable. We use the same rule. So eventually we have more than 6,700 census tracts to include to calculate their variance, life expectancy, and variance. So the independent variable, we have our primary covariate, that's poverty. The purpose for this project, we want to study the association between poverty and life expectancy, but we want to adjust the other variables, these demographic variables. So to well predict the model, we also, you know, make some criteria to select our observations. The population and the diet, we use the same criteria as before, but we also, you know, select the census tract with a standard deviation of life expectancy, that's 1.35, which is approximated to the median. So eventually we have 3,385 census tract to include it in our model. For this project, we use two methods for the life expectancy prediction. So the first one is a weighted least square regression model. Basically, we use the observed life expectancy as dependent variables. We use the reciprocal variance of life expectancy as a weight. Then I use such procedure GLM select to select a parsimonious model. Another method, we use the Poisson model. So we have count data, that's that. So we separately fit 13 Poisson model for each age group. Then we use the random counting effect. So we predict the death for each age group. Then we assume the population, you know, doesn't change. Then according to the upright life table method, we calculate the life expectancy. We call this life expectancy is the predicted value from Poisson model. Before I talk about the results, I want to show the characteristics for population and observed life expectancy. So the histogram and quantile for population are shown in figure 1 and table 1. From them, we can say we use the cut point that's 3,750. So from those two, one figure and one table, we can say if we use that cut point, basically we include more than 99% census tract to calculate their variance, life expectancy, and variance, which is good. So the figure 2, that's the histogram distribution for observed life expectancy. So from this figure, we can say our observed life expectancy, you know, for normality, that's not an issue if we use the weighted least square regression model. The figure 3, because our main, you know, purpose for this project, we want to see the association between life expectancy and poverty. So and adjust the other social determinants, the other variables. So what's the relationship? The figure 3, you know, indicates there is a negative relationship between life expectancy and poverty. We also can see a curvature here. That's the reason when we select the model, we include the higher order, like a poverty square in our model. So, the figure four includes three, you know, sub-figures, and those figures are for weighted least square regression model. The first one, we basically, you know, plot the observed life expectancy against the predict life expectancy. So from this figure, what we can say, we may say for the cut point, if the observed life expectancy is greater than 88, the predict value is larger than the observed one. If it's a lower cut point, like 6 to 5, the predict value is smaller than the observed. If we exclude those, they are specific the potential, you know, outliers. So the figure 2, that's the residual scatter plot. This figure doesn't have a clear pattern. So it doesn't mean our model, you know, constant variance assumption is reasonable. And the third one is the distribution for the residual. This figure, again, it indicates our model assumption normality is reasonable. So for the figure 5, we, again, that's the observed life expectancy against the predict life expectancy from Poisson model. On average, the predict life expectancy is larger than the observed life expectancy. And the R square, that's 0.31. So the weighted least square regression model is 0.62, is double, you know, this one. So the last figure is such in figure 5, I get the bar plot between the difference between the observed value and the predict value. And from the first 11 age group, we can see the difference, you know, centered at 0. And the variability is not large. But the last 2 age group, we have, you know, the hair, a larger, you know, variability, and we also have, you know, some potential outliers, and which is consistent with the previous, you know, the studies. The last age group always, you know, recapturing trouble. So, the table 2, I summarize the preliminary statistics for the three life expectancy, the observed life expectancy, and the predict value from weighted least square regression, and the predict value from Poisson model. From this table, we can say the mean and the standard deviation, you know, for the standard deviation, the smaller the better. So you can say the life expectancy from weighted least square regression model has relatively smaller the mean standard deviation, and the range, you know, is also reasonable. Table 3, I categorize the population into 7 groups. Yeah, into 7 groups. But I just, you know, group. And the variability is not large. And the difference between predict life expectancy from weighted least square regression model and Poisson model and the observed value, you know. Then I compare the mean, the standard deviation, and the median for the difference. Weighted least square regression. Compare the results in columns 3 to 5 with those in last 3 columns. We can see all the mean and the standard deviation and the median from weighted least square regression model are relatively smaller than those from the Poisson model. So, a conclusion. So the weighted least square regression model, we use the directly observed life expectancy as dependent variables. We make some criteria to select the sensitive tract to predict the life expectancy. It's good to estimate, you know, the life expectancy for small areas, but keep in mind, you know, we fix the standard deviation for life expectancy, but sometimes, you know, it must be inaccurately estimated. So, for the Poisson model, we separately fit a 13 Poisson model to predict the age-specific death. We assume the population doesn't change. The model might miss some other important variables, such as environmental health factors, the health insurance, or, you know, like health behavior, you know, factors. That's the reason when we see the scatter plot between the observed life expectancy and the predicted life expectancy, you know, the R square is just 0.31. The model, because we separately fit the model doesn't consider correlation among the 13 age groups. So in summary, we will say the weighted least square regression model predicts life expectancy better than Poisson model in terms of the, you know, the standard deviation of life expectancy, the R square, and the reasonable reach. So our future research, we want to consider the small area estimates from Bayesian method, and which is particular. When we put the keyword, you know, in Wellfish, we can find a ton of, you know, the previous studies. We really want to, you know, use this method, then compare the result, you know, with others. So I also want to fit a 1% model, you know, by selecting a suitable reference covariance structure for the 13 age group, then compare the result. So basically for this project, we include 3 decade data. But at the time, you know, when we do, you know, present this study, we just get 1 decade data. That's for 2000 data. So I will check if the weighted least square regression, you know, is good for the other 2 decades. After we get all the data, and we may fit a regression model with U as an indicator variable. But this model, you know, won't be simple anymore. We need to consider the interaction from between U and the other variables. We also need to match the suitable tract in each decade by either a location or a bracket. So, yeah, this is the references. And yeah, thanks, that's it.